Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hello, gang. It's Friday, time for a bonus meditation. And we're talking today about a counterintuitive method for handling stress. I don't know about you, but for me, often when I'm feeling stressed, I revert to self-laceration, self-criticism, as it turns out, a much more effective way to handle your psyche and motivate yourself in a moment like that is the opposite of self-laceration, self-compassion or self-kindness. In fact, this meditation is part of a special series we are launching in partnership with Apple TV's Ted Lasso. Season 2 of Ted Lasso launched on July 23rd. New episodes drop every Friday. I will admit that when I first started watching the show, I didn't quite understand what the fuss was all about. And then as season one progressed, I progressively fell in love with the show. And now I really love it and really look forward to new episodes coming every Friday on season two, which is, as I said, airing right now on Apple TV+. The show is really about love and kindness. That sounds a little gooey. I mean, if somebody said that to me in a vacuum, I probably wouldn't want to watch it. But it's, I don't know if you've ever seen that show, Parks and Rec. To me, I love Parks and Rec. We used to air on NBC. It's incredibly funny and also about friendship and love. And by love, I don't mean the sort of narrow band of romantic love or the late capitalistic version of love where we talk about how much we love the new pants we bought or whatever. I'm talking about, and many of you have heard this rap before from me, but anything north of neutral, the relationships you have with everybody in your life. And that is really on display in a big way in Ted Lasso. So I recommend the show, and I really recommend all of the meditations that we are putting out into the world as part of this partnership with Apple TV+. The meditation you're about to hear is from the Kindness Meditation Pack, which is available on the 10% Happier app. If you want more of these meditations, just download the 10% Happier app wherever you get your apps and then tap on the singles tab to find the rest of our kindness meditations or just click on the link in the show notes for this episode. Okay, so let's get to today's meditation. It's from Sebane Selassie, who's really one of the most popular teachers in TPH land. She's a great friend and author of a wonderful book called You Belong, which I highly recommend. Here we go now with Seb.
Hey there, this is Sebane. Welcome to this meditation on developing friendliness and compassion towards ourselves. Research shows that when we have self-compassion, we exhibit more resilience, ruminate less, and are able to learn from setbacks easier. A friendly and compassionate attitude is imbued with ease. When I'm kind to myself, it's like my whole system starts to relax. We're going to practice bringing a friendly and kind attitude to ourselves by extending compassion for our stress. Let's start. Find a comfortable posture. Take a few moments to settle into your body, perhaps connecting with the breath as a way to gather your attention. Just feel the air coming in and out, breathing in, breathing out. Can you rest awareness on the body, feeling sensations, going inwards? Just notice how you feel in this moment. You can ask yourself what's happening right now. How does the body feel? What do you notice in the mind? With your emotions? Not changing or trying to fix anything. Just notice without judgment. In a moment, I'm going to invite you to say some phrases to yourself. Just remember, for the next few minutes, you'll be training your capacity for self-compassion. And let's begin that training by considering a major stress in your life right now. Allow yourself to feel it by connecting to it in the body. Notice where it is and how it feels. Now offer yourself these three simple phrases. This is stress. Stress is a part of life. May I find ease. Stay connected to the sensation in the body. Continuing to bring awareness, repeating these phrases silently to yourself. This is stress. Stress is a part of life. May I find ease. You want to feel better, we all do. Even in the midst of your stress, you've chosen to engage with this meditation. Can you appreciate that about yourself? You can end this meditation by expressing gratitude for your efforts. Great job with this meditation. You can open your eyes now and reconnect with your surroundings. Thank you for your practice, and may you have ease.
Thank you to 7A. Always great to meditate with her. We'll see you right back here on Monday for a brand new episode, very much along the same lines of the meditation we just did. It's all about self-love. Our guest is the extremely funny and insightful Sonia Renee Taylor. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.